Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Landis reaches second base with a double. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Runnels scores. Tasby moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby moves to third. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landis is hit by the pitch. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw bunts between the mound and first base. DeLock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Landis scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapolski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapolski. Landis reaches second base with a double. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers fields the ball and throws to Shaw covering. Safe. Clinton moves to second. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field. Tasby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tasby. Fox goes all the way around to score. Sievers moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 3 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Minoso scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels catches it and throws to first to double up Shaw. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Guile goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2 White Sox. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is called out on strikes. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. Button moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jerry Staley now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields the ball and throws to Staley covering. Safe. Malzone scores. Rapolsky moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Severs reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 4 in the game. Fries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rapolsky. Fries reaches second base with a double. Severs scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Tom Brewer now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Guile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Landis strikes out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile juggles the ball. That's an error on Guile. Lawler moves to third. Staley moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Button reaches third base with a triple. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, White Sox. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.